And now, Radio Prune brings you the first episode of a brand new situation comedy series, The Royal Family.
The Royal Family.
Out that any similarity between the characters and any actual real living or dead royal personages is nothing to do with me. Anyway, Mrs. Royal is enjoying a quiet evening at home, counting her spare bedrooms and polishing her tiaras, whilst Mr. Royal is out in his gardens practicing his polo.
A good day, dear.
Oi! Where's me polo ball? If that corgi's chewed it again, I'll re-it net.
We do wish that you wouldn't swear so much.
Don't talk to me like that. Who do you think you are, the... Queen or somebody?
We are.
Yeah, and I'm the king. Where's me dinner?
It's in the oven.
Gordon Bennett, what's this flaming roast swan again? Rigging KBR, lobster, beef, boy, and stuff that lot up your coronet. For putting on, God, blimey! Don't we have nothing but lousy Zabaglione and crepe Suzettis? Well, I'll show you what you can do with your Zabaglione and crepe Suzettis! And your lobster beast and your lousy swan run! What to do with a pipe? Where's me shadow nerf to pap? All claw bottles in the fridge regular, where is it?
You don't understand, dear. Things are much more expensive these days. It's not £15 a bottle anymore, my love. The nation has had to tighten one's belts.
Are you telling me you don't get enough money, eh? 2 million quid a week, or bloody... That's more than a coal miner gets in a month! And those cats, right now, there's one thing for it. The kids will have to go out of work!
They won't like that, dear.
Well, I don't care what they like. Where's that... son of mine, if he's poncing around with some tardy debutante, I'll... him?
Here he comes now, dear.
Ying dong, ying dong, ying dong.
Hello.
Nice one, son.
And come the funny voices with me. You're going out of work, my lad.
Oh, you written swan. Exit through cardboard and string photograph of door.
Very funny, dear.
Yeah, he's funny, all right. Tell you what, he can join the circus. We'll strap a hose pipe on his nose. He can go as Dumbo. Right, where's your sister, that galloping gunman of hers?
I think they're coming too, dear.
All right, that's enough. Fanny Oakley and Philly the Kid, and get down. Get down off that horse. Show a bit of respect for your future mother-in-law.
Crikey, Pop, didn't you know one has got married already?
Oh, Benny!
One would have thought one would have seen it on one's telly.
Oh!
once again the strains of the Angus Prune Tune. Bring your Timbrook Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden, David Hatch, Joe Kendall and Bilotti to beguile another 30 minutes with idle whimsy. As the voice of them all once more reports.
Oh no, it's I'm sorry, I'll read that again. Again!
Yes, sir. For the past 5 minutes, I've been listening to I'm Sorry I Read That Again, and I wish to complain about the way you've been insulting royal personages. I'm sure I could do it much better. For example, King Faisal's Aunt Betty. Now, if you can't use it, I shall sell it to Up Sunday. Up yours, Brigadier, so I can have a look. Ex-master of the Corgis, barking.
Present, it's a cock-up, and here is Uncle Eddie.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the little town of Ephesus, down here on the Red Sea. It's a grand night for knockouts, and anyway, let's have a look at the Fil Rouge, shall we? It's quite as good as this, not easy, mind you. Well, first of all, the teams have to run out into the desert and fight their way back through a plague of locusts. And back into town through a plague of boils. And that won't be much fun, will it, then? Out again, they mustn't look back, otherwise they'll be turned into a pillar of salt. Then up the mountain and bring back the Ten Commandments. Then over to the Red Sea, hold back the waters, and across they go. I pick up the elephants over the Alps and back here, but they're not quite finished yet, because they'll find 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. They've got to turn them into a 3-course meal for 5,000 people. Yeah, and if they do that, it'll be a ready miracle. Right. Oh, well, look at this. Look at this. Jerusalem playing the Joker. Well.
I'm not having this.
What?
I'm not having this. You're all raucous. You're uncouth, and it's very, very unpleasant. If you're not going to stop it, you can all take your nasty scripts and go and work for commercial radio. No, on second thoughts, I think I'll take my nice microphone and I'll go and work for commercial radio.
All right. You're no fun anymore. What do you want us to do?
Well, I'd like to hear a nice, sophisticated, eloquent chat show. You know, no more silly voices.
Present Russell Hearty Plus. And here he is, Russell Hearty Plus.
Hi. And for my first guest on tonight's glamorous programme, we were hoping to get those famous stars, Mr. Edward Woodward and Miss Dionne Warwick. But then we heard Dionne Warwick wouldn't come, but we were still hoping that Edward Woodward would. But, Edward Woodward wouldn't. So, here instead is the man on whose every word we hung, Mr. Patrick Campbell. Well, whilst we're waiting...
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, this is the time of the year, isn't it, when childhood memories are with us once again. Half-forgotten days of innocent laughter. Yes, a time when all of us find ourselves thinking of little children.
Delicious.
Look, John! Look, please! You know, just for once, try not to spoil it for other people. Just because you're weird.
All right, Emma, all right.
This week, Prune Productions proudly present a special children's play based on the ever-popular classic, Alice Through the Looking Glass.
That I like. Now, please, concentrate. We're doing this for kiddies. Now, come on.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Alice in Wonderland.
And the soccer sensation of the week is the three-figure transfer fee paid for footballing unknown Alice, who makes her debut with Bob Stokoe's gallant squad on Saturday at Roker Park, where a capacity crowd are... You did say Alice in Sunderland. No. No. All right. I admit it. That was, in fact, a feeble attempt on my part at a tenuous play on words. Sunderland Football Club and not, in fact, Wonderland Football Club. If you follow the... Oh, my little bot.
Yes, well. Oh, let that be a lesson to you.
Our story begins one hot, lazy summer's afternoon. Alice sat dreamily... And also... Alice sat dreamily listening to the burbling of the brook. Alice felt sleepy and happy.
You're in the wrong story.
Oh, I'm a little box.
Oh, what a pleasant day,
explained Alice.
I feel as if something quite extraordinary is going to happen.
Hello, little girl.
Oh, who are you?
I am Lewis Carroll. And not a dirty old man.
Oh, good.
I like little girls, I do. Would you like me to tell you a nice story, little girl?
Oh, yes, please.
Well, promise you'll be good.
I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Oh, too much now. Well, now, sit down here beside me and slip on these India rubber long collars. Oh, and this Perspex Liberty body. Oh, and these... damp galoshes.
Then suddenly, before Alice could stop him, he went away.
Oh.
Alice decided to lie down for a rest. Imagine her surprise. When she noticed a little figure hurrying past.
Oh, my, I'm late, I'm late. Oh, my ears and whiskers, I'm late. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Dear, dear, I'm late. Oh, my ears and whiskers.
It was a loony.
No!
No, I'm not. I'm a little white rabbit. I'm a little white rabbit.
A little white rabbit? Oh, good. Missed.
I'm late. Oh, my ears and whiskers. I'm late.
Alice decided to follow the rabbit, so she hurried after him as soon as she'd reloaded.
Suddenly, the little white loony...
Rabbit!
Oh, sorry. The little white rabbit disappeared into a loony burrow. Alice followed him, stupid cat.
Oh, it's so dark. Is anybody there?
Oh, hello, don't mind me. Just having a look round.
Who are you?
I'm the borough surveyor. And now my work is at an end. Farewell.
With these words, the mysterious stranger went to the lavatory.
This is supposed to be... Look, hang on. This is supposed to be a children's story.
Right, I'm sorry. Went to the potty.
Better.
Alice went further and further into the deep, dark burrow. Ooh, isn't this exciting?
No.
No. Suddenly, she found herself falling.
Splat. Stone dead.
Nonsense,
nonsense. She was in a funny little room, and on a table was a little bottle labelled Drink Me. And Alice drank it all up. And then, when she drank it all up... Yes, as a newt.
Look, we have a visitor.
So we have, Peter.
Who's there?
This is old Father William,
the young man said.
And his hair is exceedingly white. And yet he's incessantly groping the maid. Do you think at his age that is right?
Never a dull moment.
You are terribly old, as I've mentioned before, yet you constantly stand on your head. And perform strange contortions all over the floor. Oh, look, the old pillock's dropped dead.
Outside, Alice found a caterpillar sitting on a toadstool.
Of course he was.
And smoking a hookah pipe.
Woo! Holly, baby! Woo!
You seem very happy.
You don't know what I'm smoking here, man. Woo! That's why they call it a happy hookah. Woo, I'm flying high.
What's that?
Hello, it's me, the Cheshire Cat. Grin, 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 grin.
What a jolly creature you are, to be sure.
Yes, it's very jolly. Grin, 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 grin.
John, do it properly.
Really, this is very poor. Very poor. I mean, doing Alice in Wonderland is so pretentious.
It's a classic.
It's a pretentious, boring, overrated, clapped-out, highly suspect, Victorian load of old norks.
Wash your mouth out. Alice in Wonderland is a children's favourite.
Never met a child who liked it.
Well, I liked it.
Oh, yes. Bet your boots you like it. Patchy kins, old corks mummy. Let's play that. Say Winnie the Pooh, shall we? Oh, yes. Nice little well-behaved David. Bet you never made manure pies. Or model aeroplanes out of bits of frogs.
Certainly not.
Your best conker was only a 22er. Woo!
22er. Don't be childish. Anyway, you bait yours.
You did.
You were in the Scouts.
And proud of it.
Oh, yes. Ha, ha, ha. You still read all that stuff, don't you? Yes, I've seen your books at home, Brown Owl's Book of Fireside Yarns. How to make your own woggle.
Well, can you make yours woggle?
Well, no.
Well, then.
Wow.
Well, you know, just you behave. Now, you play the cat properly.
Only under protest.
Right. Yes, up in the tree, she saw the Cheshire Cat.
Hello.
At that, the cat disappeared until only its grin was left.
Grin, grin, grin. Only its grin?
Honestly.
What a jolly cat. He really was a tonic.
Hey, up, a grin and tonic.
Grin, grin, grin. This is a scandal.
Look, if you don't want to be the cat, you can play the dodo.
The dodo is extinct.
Precisely.
Ah! You stupid!
My word, I do feel hungry. I wonder what time it is.
Sure enough, on the lawn, Alice saw the King and Queen of Hearts playing croquet. But instead of mallets, they were using flamingos.
I suppose you take that body.
Well, I can see the King, but the Queen must be hiding behind that enormous pantomime elephant.
That's not a pantomime elephant!
I'm not enough.
pantomime elephant indeed, but no doubt you were confused by the trunk.
How odd to play croquet with flamingos. And the king is using hedgehogs instead of balls.
Yes, most exhilarating.
Oh, my ears and whiskers. I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. Oh, my ears and whiskers. Your Majesty.
Oh, it's the little white loony.
Your Majesty. You're late for the royal garden party. You're all behind.
Don't be cheeky. Cheeky. Oh, how dare you? Oh, I'm getting cross.
Oh, no, please.
I am cross.
Oh, please. Not that.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Off with his trousers.
Don't you mean off with his head?
Where's the fun in that?
At least give him a fair trial.
I did, and he wasn't up to much. Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, very well.
Be up standing in court for the case of Regina versus the little white loony.
Thank you. Swear in the jury.
Come in, you flaming Burke.
Thank you so much.
But why does the jury consist entirely of animals?
You'll soon find out.
Introducing the members of the jury, Mr. and... please. Mr. and Mrs. Lead Cat and their mother... Mama lead cat. Oh. Right. Mr. and Mrs. Steeparty. Listen carefully. And their effeminate son, Jim Pansy Steeparty. Oh. Not funny, but very, very complicated. Mr. and Mrs. Squirrel. And their daughter, Grace Squirrel. Oh. Nice one, Squirrel. Oh. And will you welcome all the way from South Africa?
No.
All right, welcome all the way from Australia then. Mr. and Mrs. De Platypus. And their duck, Bill De Platypus. Oh. And Mr. and... I don't even understand this one myself. Mr. and Mrs. B. And their son, William... the airline pilot and tramp, known as the Flight Officer Bomb Bilby.
Oh. Never.
Yes.
14 understood it.
Your Majesty.
That's me, Hot Lips.
In this case, I appear for the prosecution and for the hell of it. I am the Right Honourable Sir Sam Peckinpah, QC Barrister at Law, although I'm thinking of going into pictures.
Let the trial commence! Order, 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 order! Please, please! I must ask the jury not to play during the trial. Put away your instruments.
Spoil sport.
If I may continue, call Alice in Wonderland.
Call Alice in Wonderland.
Call Alice in Wonderland.
Call Alice in Wonderland.
Are you Alice in Wonderland?
No.
Near enough. Off with his trousers.
No. Try again.
Are you Alice in Wonderland?
I am.
An enchanting, long-haired Victorian maiden with enormous...
Objection!
Upheld by the look of them.
I protest. Yeah. Honestly, this whole trial is a farce.
Nonsense. Call... Brian Ricks.
Oh, Brian Ricks.
You must be Brian Ricks.
Yes. Off with his... Oh, they are off.
Mr. Ricks, you are an entertainer?
Yes.
I must remind you, you are under oath.
In that case...
Uh-huh.
Stop.
All right! But at that very moment, Alice woke up and found it had all been nothing but a dream.
Oh, what a strange dream.
What, darling?
Darling, I've just had the most...
Whoa. What was the matter, darling?
Sorry, darling, but it's just...
What's going on, darling?
It's only Alice, darling.
Go to sleep, darling, then.
Sorry, darling.
I'm trying to get some sleep.
Come on, darling.
No, stop pulling the blanket.
Well,
darling.
Move.
Go to sleep.
Shut up, darling. Go to sleep.
You have been listening to The Angus Prune Show, starring Tim Brooke Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden, David Hatch, Joe Kendall, and Bilotti. The script was written by Graham Garden and Bilotti, and Bill also wrote the song. The music was played by Dave Lee and the Boys and arranged by Leon Cohen. The programme was produced by David Hatch and John Castles, who both died through a looking glass on hearing these words.
It's I'm sorry, I'll read that again once more.
My name is Angus Prune, and I always wish to hurry, I'll read that again.
You don't.
My name is Angus Prune, and I never miss that. Sorry, I'll read that again.